WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The city of Bryan has started a study that will lead to how changes will be made along William Joel Bryan Parkway in Bryan between the freeway and Texas Avenue. City Manager Keen Register presented an update at the last city council meeting.
Initial drone-based surveying was recently completed. Initial property owner meetings start January 17th. To be followed by the first general public meeting happening as early as February 8th. A web page for the project will be utilized to keep interested parties up to date on the progress. That website is www.wjbproject.com.
The joint project with the Texas Department of Transportation and the Metropolitan Planning Organization will consider, among other things, safety issues and possible drainage and stormwater improvements. It's been 10 years since state officials have awarded an affordable housing tax credit project in the city of College Station. The city council at its last meeting approved this year's application, which is a 132-unit senior complex south of Baylor Scott & White Hospital. Jerome Rectorick was among those to bring up the developer's offer to pay to bring city utilities that will serve additional development east of the freeway between Rock Prairie and William D. Fitch.
In addition, there are no buildings in and around that area other than Scott and White, so you're not going to, shouldn't have any opposition from anybody on the site.
There were 7 proposals by 5 developers, and the council's choice was not what staff recommended. The American Red Cross in the Brazos Valley is seeking volunteers for Sound the Alarm, an event promoting home fire safety and the proper use of smoke alarms. Disaster Program Specialist Nate Kidwell says volunteers will install new smoke alarms and replace batteries in existing ones.
Before I started working with the Red Cross, I did not know that smoke alarms expire. They expire after typically 10 years. Some are only good for 5 years. It has been my experience so far that probably about 80% of the homes that we've gone in had expired and the homeowner didn't even know.
Kidwell says their goal is to be the first Red Cross office in the state of Texas to install 1,000 alarms in one day. Sound the Alarm is this Saturday, but there are also volunteer opportunities leading up to the event. Go online to soundthealarm.org to sign up. The Twin Cities have a second Ronald McDonald House family room. The newest one was dedicated last Friday at College Station Medical Center. Speakers included the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Texas, Carolyn Schwartz.
This is the 6th Ronald McDonald family room for our chapter. It's the second one in the Brazos Valley. It is the most beautiful one, if I do say so.
The 1,000 square foot space features a living room, 2 bedrooms, a kitchen, and 2 full baths. Pictures are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 39 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. One more look at local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
Just about 8:08, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Sunshine will give way to increasing cloudiness today. Temperatures climbing up to about 55 to 60 this afternoon. Rain tonight becoming windy. Lows dropping down to around 33. The rain may start to mix with some sleet or snow overnight. Tomorrow, snow, sleet, and rain. Windy. Temperatures near 33 in the morning. It turns colder, though. Look for the precipitation end tomorrow night. Skies start to clear. There could be some icy spots, 20 to 25. Sunny near 40 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We'll talk to Dr. Jim Gaines. He's the chief economist for the research economist for the Texas State Real Estate Research Center, which is based here in College Station.
Oh, there you go.
About the real estate market. Then also Zach will talk to an animal After that, from a long way home.
You don't really talk.
I kind of talk around the animal.
Yeah, they can understand what I'm saying.
Strawberry ice cream day today. Strawberry ice cream day. It's a National Hat Day if you want to do that. And it's also Wikipedia Day.
Yeah.
Just for fun, go to Wikipedia and type in Wikipedia.
Or type in strawberry ice cream.
You could do that.
And celebrate both in one fell swoop.
And you can also edit both. So you could give a little history of that.
So anyhow, also it's the anniversary of the first Super Bowl. Yep. 51 years ago.
Green Bay Packers over the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's it. And matter of fact, I think the Green Bay's won the first two Super Bowls, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So there you are.
Let me look on Wikipedia.
Wikipedia would probably be able to tell you that. Some people aren't working today.
Yeah, lucky you guys.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Day. He was born January 15th. So actually, this is his birthday today.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
1929. In 1955, he led the Montgomery bus boycott after Rosa Parks was arrested. We, of course, mentioned her on Focus on the Family this morning. The March on Washington happened on August 28, 1963. 200,000 to 300,000 people gathered at the Lincoln Memorial. That's when you heard the I Have a Dream speech. Again, that was in 1963. And, of course, had a lot to do with the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 65. 1964... Dr. King won the Nobel Peace Prize. He was the youngest person at the age of 35 to ever receive that.
Really?
Paid $54,000. Now it's a little more than that, but just saying. Shot by a sniper, April 4th, 1968. Ronald Reagan signed the bill creating the federal holiday in 1983, and we celebrated for the first time in 1986. So there you go.
And by the way, the Packers did beat the Oakland Raiders 33-14 in Super Bowl II.
There you go.
Your MVP was one Mr. Bart Starr.
Oh, yeah. There you are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Bart.
So a couple of...
He's a big deal.
He's a deal.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Ice Bowl thing. Yeah. That Ice Bowl thing. So a couple in Hillsboro, Missouri, named Dave and Pam Zering, got the family photos taken last spring with their two sons and Dave's mom.
Okay.
Okay.
Photographer charged them $250. It took until last week...
What?
...to get the pictures, yeah. They were taken last spring. When the family got the photos back... Everybody looked like cartoon robots.
Oh, I did see this.
Yes, apparently. The photographer tried to retouch the photos with Photoshop. She did not know how to use Photoshop. So they posted the photos on Facebook on Friday.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
And they've gone viral.
Yeah.
As the Zerings say, they don't plan to ask for a refund because these ridiculous photos have been worth way more than what they paid. So
$250
Yeah.
How did they not... Did they not ask any questions until just now?
Well, who said that they should mess with Photoshop? Why, what are you doing Photoshop?
Yeah, well, you don't you Photoshop,
take the, you take
right?
the picture. I mean, you take the picture and you just, whatever you are, you are. You know, Olin Mills back in the day, Sears photo. You know, you could go to Sears and get your picture taken.
Uh-huh.
You know, they put like a front, put a wagon behind you if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Most people did library books.
Okay.
You know, just a really fancy library with lots of books behind you. That always made you look
smart. Of rich mahogany.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. They didn't do the smell thing, but, you know. Anyway, but Olin Mills, we talked about this back in the day. Olin Mills would come to like a motel, okay? Like they'd go to the Holiday Inn Express, okay?
Okay.
And they actually, they'd go with a room a little bigger than that because they'd have a room out front where you decide what you wanted, you paid for it, and then you'd walk in and sit down, and they already had the lights set up with this backdrop. And you might have a choice of like two or three backdrops, but that's it. If you have nothing to do one day, just Google Olin Mills pictures.
Okay.
Okay.
And you'll, it's really.
Oh, it's always awesome to see family photos.
Scary some of the people we're sharing the earth with. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You know, my family, we never really did like family portraits or anything.
Okay, right. Okay.
I think the only time that we got together and actually did kind of a photo of all three of us was my uncle is a pretty good photog. He's got a nice camera and everything.
Right.
And so we were like at the house. And he was like, "Yeah, why don't we all just take like family photos and stuff?" That was pretty much it. Like we did them
at Christmas time, and we did the professional ones when Will and I were younger. And then we started just doing your own out in the backyard or whatever.
But in all honesty, and again, if you go back more than 50 years in Bryan College Station, there were two or three photogs, and that was it.
Yeah,
I mean that was it. And Olin Mills was a company; they may still exist. I don't know. But they went all over little town America.
They were traveling.
They put the ad in the paper. Olin Mills will be here for like 3 days.
Right.
You know, and they were. And they'd set up at the motel. And that's how a lot of people got their pictures. That's all there is to it. And that's how you, you know, shared them with people. And
back before Walmart got real big and the whole photo taking
any of that. Well, or we all had cameras with us.
Yeah.
Like we do now. Southern California cops arrested Dennis Rodman for alleged drunk driving. Imagine that.
Oh, Dennis.
Forcing him into an overnight stay behind bars. 56-year-old former baller pulled over at 11 p.m. on Saturday for unspecified vehicle code violations. Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Failed the field sobriety test.
Oh.
Consented to a breathalyzer exam. Blew well above.
At least he was being cooperative from the sounds of it.
Taken to city, and he booked in and was there for 7 hours.
Whoa.
Wow.
7 hours. Man.
Dennis Kim's here to bail you out.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am?
He pressed his button.
I'm the worm, man.
That's it. You got to do that. Did you see the picture? Early Sunday morning, fire officials in Santa Ana, California, responded to a car crash that looked like a picture from a movie scene.
Oh.
A white car lodged in the second floor.
Oh, wow. I didn't see this.
Of a dental office. Police said the vehicle crossed three lanes before hitting the center divider, soaring through the air straight into the second story of the building.
Whee!
Yeah, no kidding. One of the individuals involved able to get out of the vehicle without help. Other required rescuing, but wow.
Wow.
Just wow. All right, on TV tonight, it's The Bachelor.
Oh.
It's a new one. Ari picks 8 women for a wrestling-themed date.
Oh,
that sounds interesting.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I'm sorry, Scott, I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, no, please.
Go for it.
I went to my first wrestling match ever this weekend.
What?
They had Lions.
Like an entertainment wrestling or like a real wrestling?
No, entertainment. So Lions Pride is a local.
Okay.
And I went to the Caldwell Civic Center.
Oh, really?
And they had a wrestling match Friday night. They were at Harry's last night. I didn't go because, you know, obviously
Sunday,
I had to be here early.
Yeah.
And you
but
already knew who the winner
Friday
were.
Night, and I never really watched wrestling growing up, never was that big of a fan. I got plenty of friends who were just gaga over it. And I went. I actually had a really good time. It was really fun.
All right, this is an awesome story. Okay, so this is Friday night?
Yes, Friday night at the Caldwell Civic Center.
And so how many people does it seat, and how many people do you think were there?
I think standing room was...
Whoa!
Standing room, that's not with the ring and everything else. I think somebody said it was like could hold 800 people, but there wasn't that many. It was probably, I don't know, 200, 250.
Okay, all right. Okay.
It was a pretty good crowd.
What did it cost to get in?
Like $12.
Okay, all right.
And it was a heck of a deal. You know, we're sitting there and we're waiting in line. Then we go in and...
Concessions?
Yeah, they had beverages that you could purchase.
Did they have beverages for people over 21?
They did.
Okay, all right.
They had your assortment of, I believe, Michelob Ultra or Bud Light.
Okay.
So you had those to choose from. Which is your typical, wrestling match
and
beers.
You'd have a ring announcer who would come in between?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. And a friend of ours,
Zach has an... did you know the announcer?
Well, I do now. I didn't know him until then, but some friends of ours that we know, one that we used to work with, actually does like some play-by-play for him. So that was part of the reason why I went. Adam Drake used to be, of course, over on Maverick 100.9.
What do you mean he does play-by-play?
Jim Ross, right? You know who Jim Ross
sure
is?
Enough, yeah.
So he's kind of like the Jim Ross. Both he and Steve Fulhart, who, of course, was with KBTX for several years, they're both big-time wrestling fans.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got signed up for this, and so they were doing, like, the play-by-play. And so me and some other folks went, and it was fun.
Sounds exciting.
You're sitting there in judgment, and I can tell.
No.
But it's just fine.
No. How many matches were there?
Oh, 6,
okay.
I think.
All right.
And they had some pretty big guys who had been in the WWE before. And then one, Lance Hoyt, he's from Hearn originally, but he's a big deal over in Japan.
Okay.
Oh.
And so they had him there. He's like 6'9".
Whoa.
He's huge.
Wow.
But they had a lot of and most of these guys are from Texas or Louisiana and things like that. And it was actually a lot of fun. You got to boo all the bad people. And...
Yeah. I can't wait for season 2 of GLOW to return to Netflix.
Now they didn't have any lady wrestlers Friday.
Apparently
there were some last night at Hurricane Harry's, I didn't get to make it.
Have any midget wrestlers?
No, I don't think so. The little people wrestler, Scott.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, stop being so insensitive.
It was a different time back when Scott was a young man.
And wrestling was, too.
Well, that's true.
So, the same thing. You're right. It's, look, You're a little bit above the bracket, but I mean, you probably, well, when did you start watching wrestling? Did you ever watch wrestling growing up?
I never did.
I never did, no.
Okay, because there used to be these regional circuits, okay? And so the Houston circuit had Paul Bosch, who used to be a wrestler, and they would televise on Channel 13, I think at 10:30 on Friday night or some whatever time it was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that we would watch it. Me and another neighbor kid would watch this every week.
Oh, really?
And just bugged our parents until finally this neighbor's dad, poor guy, he said, all right, shut up, I'll take you. So we went to the Sam Houston Coliseum. And the thing is, back in the day, this is all black and white, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You're not seeing any of this. So we go into the old Sam Houston Coliseum, which was right downtown. It's about where the aquarium is now, if you know where that is.
Yep.
Okay. So
they have an aquarium in Huntsville? Or oh, it's Houston.
Houston.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Houston. It's the Sam Houston Coliseum.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Right. So we go in there, and the first thing I notice is the stench of old sauerkraut, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which, again, you don't get from television.
Yeah.
And so you're going in there, and you're thinking it's going to be this glamorous place, you know? And it wasn't.
And it was not.
It was this gray, sweat-stained canvas mat on the bottom.
Oh,
of it.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
Oh,
I mean,
oh,
it was
yeah.
just
I love this
nasty.
Story.
I know. Anyway, and we watched it, and it was fine, and we went home.
I mean, the best thing, of course, is the characters and how well you can sell it.
Sure.
Because,
right.
I mean, I actually we stuck around a little bit later and met some of the wrestlers, you know, and, like, even the heels are really nice guys, but they're just, they're great at acting like they're bad people.
Now, did they all pile in the same car and leave?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
They get in like a bus and they all go together. To
yeah, but I'm just, I mean, they're all friendly for the most part, I think.
Did they know where they were going next? Did you quiz them?
Yeah, well, they were coming here. They went to
Hurricane
Harry's
okay.
last night.
Okay, wow.
So it was pretty much they just took the show on the road from Caldwell to Harry's.
Yep.
But
man, what a life.
Yeah, when you got some great characters and stuff, and you get to boo people, and then they're yelling
sure.
at you to shut up, and it was a lot of fun. You should try it sometime, Chelsea.
Were any chairs thrown?
I think some chairs were used, some chairs and a shovel and
no cage matches though.
No, they didn't have a cage.
Right. Hey man, anywhere there's adult beverages, I'm willing
that's
to go
true too.
Check it out.
She's not picky. They had a thing called the lumberjack match, which apparently is
Ooh.
When all the other wrestlers come back in, and or they come back out, I should say,
uh-huh.
and they all surround the ring to make sure that if one of the wrestlers falls out of the ring, they throw him back in.
Oh, good.
Can't
or,
escape.
Good,
you
yeah.
know, or if it's the guy that they're not rooting for, then they just beat him.
Right.
Oh.
Beat
right.
him mercilessly until they throw him back in. So.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay.
I'm glad you got to experience that.
Me too.
I am
Zach.
Really glad you did.
You
that's
know, it was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we were doing The Bachelor. That's Aaron.
Yeah, we got.
It's
we
a 7
totally
o'clock.
Got.
That's okay.
That's okay.
So,
I'd rather talk about wrestling.
That's right.
But sure.
But I mean, and after all, I don't know who Ari is, but
I think he was a race car driver.
Is it Ari Lyandike?
What?
Sure. I don't know.
No, Ari Lyandike. That's the only racer I know named Ari. He's a big time racer. Anyway.
Let me see.
All right.
Is he old?
He's older. He has like kind of grayish hair.
Yeah, that would be that's probably our
is yeah, that's him.
Ari Lyandike.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
that's
yeah.
him, the new bachelor.
That's
yeah.
It. Yeah, no, he's won like the Indianapolis 500 and stuff. Long
okay.
time ago. Anyhow.
Well, that's him.
So why is he doing wrestling? That makes no sense.
No, he's
why
not
he
oh,
take him to a car race.
No, he's doing the bachelor.
Yeah.
I don't
do a car race instead.
Scott, girls wrestling each other. I mean, why would he want to do that?
Now this is Ari Lewandike's junior.
Oh,
this is the son.
Oh.
This isn't.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I think he's
okay.
a race car driver too.
Okay, sure. Why
he
not?
Is.
Why
I don't.
Not?
I guess he hasn't won because I feel like he'd be married if he had won something.
Yeah, probably.
Instead of looking for love on a reality TV show,
that's
but
right. and going to a wrestling match with women.
With women.
Okay, inside North Korea tonight, the Kim Dynasty. That's going to be on National Geographic at 7 o'clock. If you want to see that. Also tonight, we'd mention this Giant America. It's on the Travel Channel at 8:30. Tom Green visits the Texas State Fair.
Heck yeah.
And eats the food there.
Oh, yeah.
Letting you know. All right. Okay. Sure enough, Star Wars toasters are out there. Your Darth Vader waffle maker.
Oh, yeah.
The Star Wars immersion blender and the Darth Vader robot vacuum. Now we also have a storm trapper vacuum. Yeah, so...
I bought some Star Wars-themed pet toys this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
They didn't come in the mail? They didn't send some?
No, we're getting our shipment this week of BarkBox, but went ahead and needed a few extras. Because we have a puppy in the house. I guess I haven't really told you guys.
Oh, you have a new puppy?
Yes, yeah. we have a new member of the family. Okay. His name is Shiner. He was adopted from Long Way Home.
Shiner. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Because he looked like he have a black
he
eye?
He does. And my roommate is also a big fan of the beer. So his name is Shiner, but he was one of the dumpster puppies that was unfortunately dumped behind a dumpster at 1 day old, and our good friends at Long Way Home bottle fed all of the puppies until they were ready to be adopted.
Yeah, man. That's an outstanding deal, though.
But he loves toys. We're still learning what the difference between like shoes and toys, but mainly he's pretty good with the toys.
That's okay. Just find an old shoe and then confuse him for a little while.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
All right, here's the story we've saved until now. If you like Star Wars music and math.
All of it. Yep. Space.
Space and math.
These are a few of Chelsea's
favorite
things.
I like how you tried to kind of like, you know, Star Wars music and math, but it's ultimately space and math.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dani Ochoa of Arizona posted a clip on YouTube that shows her performing the Star Wars theme only with a pencil and paper and math problems.
What?
She timed her pencil strokes to create the famous Star Wars Imperial March.
Okay.
She calls it pencil music. I saw this, I think, Thursday last week. I listened to it, and it's hard to go on the radio, but go to YouTube and look up Star Wars pencil math, and you will find this young lady writing on paper using the tempo of the Imperial March.
Interesting. Dun, 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 dun,
still not as good as the street bumps or whatever.
No, the
road bumps, flat hullabaloo.
No, so that's cool. Right. But if again, you like math and Star Wars.
All right.
And I know there's a lot of you out there that couldn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Right? 826.
It's time to go Texan in Brazos County on Saturday, January 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Live and silent auctions. Plus, you can dance to the music of Crossroads. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support educational scholarships to graduating FFA and 4-H seniors. $10 presale tickets available at Catalina Hatters and Cavenders, or $15 at the door. Remember, go Texan on Saturday, January 20th at the Brazos Center.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The beverage industry is falling further behind in its drive to reduce calories as sales of diet sodas continue to slide and people consume more fountain drinks and sweetened tea. The average American drank 201 calories a day in 2016, up slightly from 2015. The finding is a setback for soda makers who have vowed to address increasing concerns about obesity by cutting about 20% of the amount of calories people take in from drinks by 2025. More men are joining the nursing field than ever before. According to a new study by two economic professors, men make up about 13% of the nursing field in 2015, up from 2.2% in 1960 and 11.3% in 2010. More high school educated men and the increased demand for nurses as the U.S. expands its medical facilities have largely driven that increase. The stock market closed for the Martin Luther King holiday. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, We are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Well, another consumer electronics show has come and gone, and the future, as predicted by the Jetsons, is nowhere in sight. There are no smart alecky robotic housekeepers or flying cars that fold into a briefcase. But more than a decade ago, we were promised smart homes. So where are they? Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. Smart homes were going to be the future. They would unlock our front doors when we got home, brighten the lights when we walked into a room, and kept the temperature perfect. Of course, some will say that with Siri, Alexa, and Google Assistant, smart homes are here. But a true smart home was to be a fully integrated and completely invisible system. Easy to use, everything functioning in complete harmony. Not a collection of gadgets plugged into the internet here and there. Real smart homes are still on the drawing boards of companies who are still squabbling with each other and keeping everything too pricey and complex. And based on last week's CES, smart homes will remain a distant dream. I'm Kim Commando. Okay, here's a fact. Security systems deter thieves. Still, there's a burglary every 8 seconds in America. Why? Because some homes are simply not protected. That's why securing your home is an absolute necessity. And that's why you need SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is a brilliant and comprehensive security system designed by a Harvard-educated engineer. Seriously, its sensors protect every access point to your home. Say a bad guy even tries to break in, an ear-shattering siren tells them that police are on the way. And they are. 24/7 monitoring, just $14.99 a month. You'll never be locked into a long-term contract. It's wireless. You can install it in minutes. There's no middleman and no landline needed. And I'll make sure you get 10% off right now, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's the only home security that I trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. More security, more freedom, more savings. SimpliSaveKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Five developers were interested in applying for state tax credits to create affordable housing in College Station. The council chose at its last meeting to support a 132-unit senior complex south of Baylor Scott & White Hospital. Mayor Carl Mooney was among those bringing up that the developer and not the city would pay for extending utilities that would serve the complex and additional development east of the freeway.
We have spent considerable time concerned about property taxes and trying to find ways to decrease the impact of cost of this growing city on our current property owners. And to have a developer who's willing to come in, and particularly at the 10th, 11th hour, they will bear the cost for oversized participation, is really something that says that that whole MMD area that we're talking about now will have a chance to thrive.
The council's choice was not what staff recommended. The City of Bryan, the Texas Department of Transportation, and the Metropolitan Planning Organization are looking into possible changes along William Joel Bryan Parkway between Texas Avenue and the freeway. City spokeswoman Kayla McCain says those who live along WJB and those who drive the major thoroughfare are invited to keep tabs on a consultant study that recently began.
We are in the planning stages. We're looking to get the feedback from citizens. If you are a resident within that area, you should have already received a letter. If not, you will be getting one very soon from our consultant that explains the different things that we're going to be looking at with mobility. So that includes people walking, people on bicycles, as well as cars.
While the study will not be completed until this fall, the first city meeting with property owners will be Wednesday. The date for the first public meeting is February 8th. The city has created a special website, wjbproject.com, where you can monitor what's happening and sign up for email updates. For the second time in 3 weeks, Bryan Police has made a prostitution arrest at a local massage parlor. 56-year-old Rui Zhao of Bryan is out of jail on bond following her arrest last Friday. According to the arrest report, that followed the woman agreeing to engage in illegal contact with an undercover officer for $40 at the Rose Spa on East 29th. After the officer said he would come back another time to do the act, the woman told him she thought he was with the police. After the undercover cop left, uniformed officers entered the building to make the arrest. College Station police report a man described as heavily intoxicated was the victim of an armed robbery in the Northgate District just before the bars closed early yesterday morning. The victim reported he was robbed at knife point by two black men after being dragged into an alley off of Nagel near University. The victim lost an undisclosed amount of cash and an e-cigarette. A phone that was also taken was found. You might see American Red Cross volunteers walking through your neighborhood this Saturday. It's part of the home fire safety event, Sound the Alarm, where volunteers are offering free smoke alarm installation and battery replacement.
What we're going to try to do here in Brazos County is be the first Red Cross office in the state of Texas to install 1,000 alarms in one day.
Disaster Program Specialist Nate Kidwell says volunteers are still needed for the day of the event, but there are also volunteer opportunities in the week leading up to Sound the Alarm. Go online to soundthealarm.org. There are still more than 10,000 Texas families out of their homes thanks to Hurricane Harvey. Governor Abbott's office has announced those victims can continue living in short-term housing approved by FEMA until March 12th. And after 9 months of construction, the second Ronald McDonald House Charities Family Room in the Brazos Valley is now open at the College Station Medical Center. America Farrell, CEO of the Med, remembered being skeptical at first, but with the help of Katie Scott, who spearheaded the project, she realized just how special this family room would be.
A lot for NICU babies, but ours is going to be able to take care of kids up to 21 years old. So if there's a family that sent their child off to A&M, and the child gets sick and maybe has to have gallbladder surgery, I'm just saying, whatever, they can stay with them. Isn't that wonderful? So even though the concept developed around babies, and Katie herself has been such a strong friend of the Med and has had babies here and everything, but when she laid out this whole vision for me, I got it.
The Med's family room features two bedrooms, laundry facilities, and a kitchen, among other things. Pictures from last Friday's ribbon-cutting ceremony are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 39 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:36. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather, sponsored by Ground Shuttle, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Any sunshine across the area will fade as clouds increase. Our temperatures 55 to 60. Winter weather advisory in effect from early Tuesday through early Wednesday. Rain at times tonight becoming windy, a low of 33. The rain mixed with sleet. Sleet, rain, and snow tomorrow. Windy will drop into the 20s, so there are going to be some icy spots that develop. It'll turn partly cloudy late tomorrow night, 20 to 25. Sunshine and close to 40 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Dr. Jim Gaines is the chief economist for the Texas Real Estate Research Center here in College Station, Texas. He looks at real estate all over America. He joins us this morning to talk about the new tax bill. Dr. Gaines, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Let's talk about this tax bill that the Republicans are very proud of. Tell me from what you've seen what that's going to mean to, first of all, the homeowner in Texas, and then the real estate investor in Texas.
Well, yeah, and it does break out into those two factions. The principal parts of the tax law that people have been then concerned about for their homes and on the homeowner side is the limitation on home interest deduction, the MID. So it's whatever the interest is on a mortgage up to a mortgage of $750,000. It's not $750,000 worth of interest.
Okay.
And it gets confusing sometimes the way that gets portrayed. We looked at it here in Texas and said, well, how many houses do you suppose in Texas have a $750,000 or more mortgage on them. And quite frankly, it's a relatively low percentage.
Okay.
The other side of it is, of course, they doubled the standard deduction. We're going to find a lot of people who've been itemizing their mortgage interest deduction are no longer going to do it. It simply isn't worthwhile. The other part of it was the limitation on the $10,000 limit on state and local tax, the property tax.
Yes.
Now, in Texas, it doesn't take a really expensive property to have $10,000 a year in property tax. In fact, as a general rule of thumb, think in terms of, and this is just a ballpark number, but around $350,000 to $375,000, maybe $400,000 appraised value house is going to carry more or less about a $10,000 tax bill a year. Well, that's a sizable percentage then when we talk about that valued home or higher. So a lot of the people here in Texas are going to find that to be a real the real impact on the housing market here in Texas. And I suspect it's going to take a year or two before we really discern in analyzing the market how much impact that's going to have.
Dr. Jim Gaines here this morning. Let's talk a little bit about locally. Investor property targeted towards students has been a driver in this marketplace. What do you see trending here in Bryan College Station for those stealth dorms or whatever you want to call them?
Well, there's a couple of sides to that issue and ways to approach it. And the first one is what's happening in the community, and particularly with the growth of the university in student enrollment and so on. And don't forget Blinn is, is part of that equation, particularly on the Bryan side of things. I was asked a question, in fact, by people here with this organization about a year ago. It was the best question I've been asked in a long time, Scott, so I'm going to throw it out. You would ask me eventually. Tell us something about Bryan College Station we don't know. And and I had to think about that for a second. And I said, well, probably the thing that we need, that we don't know or at least don't consciously think of, Bryan College Station as a community is not the same thing as it was 25 or 30 years ago. It's no longer a sleepy little college town or community. And I'm applying this really to Bryan as well as College Station because it's a collective kind of impact. The university is just going leaps and bounds. 63,000 students or thereabouts. The university can only accommodate 10, 13,000 students in their dorms, so that means there's a lot of excess demand. And then the community is growing outside the university impact. The businesses and industry that are coming to the area, people moving to the area need housing. So it has created this high demand for housing. I know when I moved here just 13 years ago, the choices that I had in buying a house were not what you would find today if you were coming into the community. We're seeing neighborhoods getting rebuilt, older houses being torn down, replaced with the newer version of investor properties, singleplex or duplex, even a triplex here and there. Obviously, the apartment market has exploded, and it has gone into the neighborhoods, into some of the traditional neighborhoods where, yes, it's become an issue. These things are just sort of inevitable changes that are coming over time. Because we're also seeing out in the surrounding areas traditional suburban subdivisions being built, nice new houses, lots. The issue that College Station Bryan is going to face, like the rest of the state, very difficult to build a home in this community for much under $250,000, $300,000 on a stick-built house, mainly because the land costs have gotten so high of developed lands with parcel of land with lots with utilities. And then labor shortages and so forth, material costs going up, has simply changed the market. And quite frankly, a lot of this is the inevitable evolutionary change of a community and neighborhoods in the first place. And I understand the challenge to city council, the challenge to the county commissioners, to everybody, because change always, you get nervous about change. You always think change is a lot of times for the bad. I'm not saying all of this is for the good, but it is going to happen, and we've got to accommodate it as best we can.
College Station Bryan has been a white-hot seller's market. We've seen it tamp down a little bit. What are you seeing as far as trending here for the next 5 to 7 years?
It goes in cycles. And the last 2 or 3 years have been very, very good good years. We're forecasting and estimating that 2018, the coming year, is still going to be a very good year for housing, and from the perspective of relatively high demand, prices continuing to go up, and so forth. But we are expecting a little bit of a slowdown. It's going again in one of those cycles, so we'll see it. We'll see a little bit of leveling off. Prices are going to continue to go up, maybe not quite as rapidly or as high as they've done the last couple of years, but still, nevertheless, probably more than their long-term average of 3 or 4%. Probably looking at 5 or 6%, something like that, instead of the 8s and 9s, to give a perspective on that. Well, I just built a new house this past year, so I'll use myself as an example. And it probably took 2 or 3 months longer than what the average was a few years ago to get a house built.
And this was before the weather happened.
And this was before weather, yes, yeah. Exactly, yeah. So all of these things are leading to, okay, it'll slow down a little bit, but it's still going to be a pretty strong market. If you're a seller in this market, you probably should be more happy. You shouldn't have too much difficulty, but it won't be I can list it today and sell it tomorrow.
Dr. Jim Gaines, Chief Economist of the Real Estate Research Center at Texas A&M. He will be one of the many speakers that will be at the Bryan College Station Economic Outlook Conference, which will be coming up on the 24th of this month. You can contact the Chamber for tickets. Later on this week, we'll talk to Dr. Gaines about Bryan and their part in the housing market and also the commercial real estate market. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
Relying on checking your credit to help protect you from identity theft? You're kind of walking through life with blinders on.
Parking meter. That came out of nowhere.
Because there are many kinds of identity theft you can still get blindsided by.
Look out!
Bike messenger. Didn't see him coming.
Like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
What? Open manhole. That snuck up on me.
LifeLock sees more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can spot threats you might not see coming.
Horse-drawn carriage? Sheesh.
Membership start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Hey, everybody. Zach Taylor in studio with April Plemons of Long Way Home. And April, who have we got today?
Hey, so today we have Dilly and Deet. And these are two Jack Russell Chihuahua mixes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So we have Deet, who's kind of like a golden color with really green eyes. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of chiweeny looking. And then you have Dilly, who is a pretty standard-looking Jack Russell puppy. And he's very much of the cuddler, the snuggler. He just kind of wants to be pressed up against his people, while mm-hmm. Deet just wants to walk around and check out the whole world, everything, all the things.
Just wants to go exploring.
Absolutely.
For the most part. I know my mother had a Jack Russell mix. And I personally think mixes are the best breeds of dogs anyways. But the Jack Russell mix and a very, very outgoing, love to go play and things like that. So these would be great for a young family, I guess. Something.
Yeah, and actually they're great with other dogs and cats.
Oh,
and
wow.
So yeah, so these are some terrier mixes that you can actually have in the home with other small dogs, and they do really well. They're only 4 and 5 pounds right now, so they're not mm-hmm. going to be big dogs, but they'll be great.
Now, for anybody who might be looking into adopting or even fostering with you guys, of course, longwayhomeadoptables.org is the place to go, right?
Right. So you can check it out on our website. You can see pictures of these two boys or pictures of really anybody in our program. You can donate. You can do all kinds of stuff all right there on our website. And I also want to make sure that I said thank you to everybody in the community who helped us out. You know, we have every year our Home for the Holidays drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so our goal every year is to try to get as much of the next fiscal year funded as possible. And so this year we created a crazy goal of $50,000. And not only did the community step up and match it, we got $68,000.
Wow.
So we'll be able to go into 2018 and save more lives than ever before, all because the local community stepped up.
That's fantastic. Long Way Home Adoptables, they are doing some great things. If you want to help out, if you want to foster, or even if you're looking for a pet to give a forever home, go to longwayhomeadoptables.org. April, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the District Clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The Clerk's Office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
848 News Talk 1620 WTAW. I don't know what is going on. There have just been sirens everywhere.
Really? I didn't hear any.
Well, I know that's because I've got a window.
And we're in our caves.
Must be nice to have a window.
You do. That's true.
I snuck out a little bit earlier. I got out of the cave.
Did you?
Went out into the bright sunshine. Looked out. It was a pretty sunrise this morning.
Yeah, it's funny. I walked out. He curled up like a cat on the carpet.
Yeah.
And he found a little sunny spot right there. Yeah, you didn't.
Oh, it feels so good on my skin.
Have you already done your paper route?
Not yet.
Okay.
Waiting for the cue.
Okay, then I'll save this, the six most common drunk things people do at bars
get back. Okay, yeah, here I go. I'll be back. So I go make my visit on our Christian family radio station.
Yeah, very good. New Jersey cops responded to reports that somebody dropped a live snake into a toll booth collection bin?
Oh, no.
That's not good at all.
No, that's not cool.
Photos posted to Facebook. Show trooper Steven Viejo wrangling the python using his baton to put the snake in the back of his patrol car and safely transported it to a local exotic pet facility. Cops say, contrary to reports, the snake wasn't dropped into the toll collection basket after all. Instead, they found it slithering near a broken terrarium that somebody had abandoned on the side of the road.
Oh.
It's a better...
A terrarium?
Story. Yeah, that's like an aquarium with no money, with no water in it.
with no money and no water.
Yeah, so there you go. Waste management workers in Connecticut found a real grenade in somebody's garbage. Police were called to the trash company's headquarters in Stratford, Connecticut to inspect the device. Turned out to be 100% real, sure enough hand grenade from either World War I or World War II. Bomb squad detonated it. There were no injuries. We had video of that?
Huh? No.
Huh?
That'd be pretty cool.
Let's have video of that. It'd be all right to be able to see that. Okay. Lawyers shared their weirdest things that people have fought over.
All right.
On Reddit, they shared some of the weird things. Food in the pantry, like a dollar canned peaches and some stale muffins. Okay.
Okay.
A surge protector. Well, those are important to have.
Yeah, those are big. Those are big.
Yep. A couple fought over who got the scrap metal that was in the backyard.
Okay.
And not a divorce trial, but a probate judge at trial. The judge held an auction in the courtroom where two warring brothers bid on their parents' stuff. And we're not talking Picassos and diamonds. We're talking they were fighting over electronic and plastic frogs that ribbit when somebody walks by.
All right.
Just saying. Apparently,
why on earth would you want that?
Because people hate their brothers or sisters or whatever. Just, you know, decide they
so
want to fight
stupid.
Over that.
All right.
So just so you know. So prepare to scrub in for the longest binge of your life. Hulu has acquired the rights to ER, marking the first time the NBC medical drama has been available for streaming. All 15 seasons. We're talking 331 episodes.
Jeez.
Now available to watch. ER, a big piece of NBC's must-see TV lineup back in 1994 through 2009, airing Thursdays every year. It also had a record-setting 124 nominations for Emmys and 123, which is a bunch, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see, if you're scientific-y, then Fox and National Geographic's channel have picked up a second season of the series Cosmos, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. The network announcement came during the TV Critics Press Tour over the weekend. Series will be back starting in spring of 2019. Nat Geo also renewing The Story of God with Morgan Freeman. He's not God, by the way, for a third season. This time he'll be traveling to some of the world's holiest sites and speak with religious leaders, scientists, historians, and archaeologists.
Okay.
So that'll be there for you. The zombie apocalypse shows no signs of slowing down. AMC and E! News report that the network has renewed The Walking Dead for a ninth season.
It's almost to the point where, and I watch it, almost to the point where it keeps going on. You're wondering, when is this thing going to finally end?
Well, and that's the old jump the shark thing.
Yeah.
And they've got a new showrunner, so we'll see what happens. Scott Gimple will be taking over for Angela Kang. Says that He's beyond thrilled to be stepping into the new role. Can't wait to share the next chapter of the story with our fans. What would the next chapter be? See, I mean, I don't know, and I've never watched it. It's people with baseball bats that have, like, nails in them, right?
Yeah. Well, that's Negan.
Okay.
He's the main antagonist right now.
Well, they say that they are set to expand the Brain Eating franchise, and Season 9 is set to debut later this year. All right, Saturday Night Live has announced a couple of more upcoming hosts. Jessica Chastain.
That'll be fun.
Picked up to host her first Saturday Night Live. And then SNL's picked up a guy named Will Ferrell to host.
Oh, now I will watch that.
All right, well, especially because the artist will be Chris Stapleton. So.
Oh, yeah, I will definitely watch that.
Pretty good combination. Okay, so Chelsea's back after being with our Christian station.
I am.
Wash your ears out with this.
The six most common drunk things people do at bars.
Okay. I'll let you know if I did them this weekend.
No, you don't have to. But, I mean, if you want to volunteer, that's fine.
No, she's more than willing to volunteer.
Yeah, she probably
okay,
is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, again, let's see what we got. Number six, passing out in the bar.
Okay, no, I have never done that.
It says
hopefully you have some friends that are there to take you home.
It says 48. 8%.
That's a really big number.
Now, is that just like kind of like falling asleep, like you're sitting at a booth?
Yeah,
that would be passing out when you're drunk.
All right. Number five,
it's sleepy.
61% say they have gotten into a physical fight.
No.
Okay.
Really? You've never fought somebody, Chelsea?
Zach!
I figured they would see your height. They'd be like, all right, I'm going to pick a fight with that girl.
That is tied with 61% who say that they have puked somewhere in a bar.
Oh.
Number three, drunken arguments. 72%.
Oh, well, that's a given.
Also 72% someone falling over because they were so drunk. And 74% of, and number one is spilling or breaking a glass.
Oh yeah. I mean, I do that sober, so.
Clumsy.
74% of bartenders said they've seen somebody do it, which is actually pretty low. 74%?
Well, yeah,
I would think every bartender has seen that.
Yeah.
Pretty low.
Yeah.
But, there you are. Again,
at least the spilling part.
Right. There's nothing, they say nothing about dancing on a table.
Oh, man.
I mean, nothing about yelling expletives across the room.
Okay, now you're speaking my language, Scott.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location next to Kroger's on Boonville and Bryan or in Caldwell on Highway 21 across from the Civic Center. H&R Block.
Relying on checking your credit to help protect you from identity theft? You're kind of walking through life with blinders on.
Parking meter. That came out of nowhere.
Because there are many kinds of identity theft you can still get blindsided by.
Look out!
Bike messenger. Didn't see him coming.
Like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
Open manhole. That snuck up on me.
LifeLock sees more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can spot threats you might not see coming.
Horse-drawn carriage? Sheesh.
Membership start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Howdy, this is Glenn Brewer, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. On Wednesday, January 24th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo. The conference will feature keynote speakers from the Rellis Campus, Tower Point, and the Atlas Traditions Development. Topics include our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in our community. Join us Wednesday, January 24th, at the Hilton in College Station. A look into the Brazos Valley future from the people making it happen. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, I think we got all the music taken care of now for the Super Bowl. Hamilton star Leslie Odom Jr. will sing America the Beautiful at Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis. That's got, you know, you got
who?
Pink.
Leslie Odom Jr.
Yeah.
Who's
Hamilton star?
Hamilton.
Broadway.
Oh,
yeah, Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, be joined, of course, by Pink.
He does one of the nationwide commercials.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's the black guy that does one of the nationwide commercials, and he sings, and I don't know.
I was hoping they were going to get Justin What's-His-Face.
Justin Timberlake
Little
is going to...
sweet.
Oh. No, yeah, I don't think we need that. No, we really don't. Oh, God.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, I can't unhear that.
All
character.
Right, let me know if you want to hear it again.
That's okay. So Taylor Swift released a new video.
Yes, she did. I haven't watched it yet, but I love that song.
It's filmed in London, Tokyo, and Miami.
Wow.
Called Endgame.
Yeah.
And features Ed Sheeran and Future.
And Future, yep.
So you got that going on.
Taylor really got around.
Yeah. And if you're expecting a baby, why not immortalize that moment with maternity photos in a fast food restaurant?
Okay.
Kristen Johnston of Atlanta posted photos to Facebook wearing a formal maternity dress, posing inside a Taco Bell.
Wow. Is that what she craved?
I've always loved Taco Bell.
Okay.
But have craved it so much, especially in the last few months. The pictures feature Ms. Johnston both inside and outside the eatery with and without food. She says her child will definitely be a Taco Bell baby.
Oh, gosh.
Raising them right.
What's she going to name it? Double Stacker?
I don't know. I'm just scared about that. Taco Bell baby. I can't imagine.
Doritos Locos Tacos?
Three-layer. Yeah.
Hey, did you hear what Mark Wahlberg's going to do?
Yes.
You heard about that? The money differential of him going back and having to reloop some of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He gets $1.5 million. He's going to give it to
Michelle Williams.
All the money in the world.
Yeah.
Which is a good deal. Back to Mark.